Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast we have prepared for Tuesday, June 1st, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage and instruct in biblical truth, titled Lessons from the Storm. The scripture text is from Psalm 148, verses 7 and 8.
Praise the Lord from the earth. You great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding.
Late yesterday afternoon, we had a memorable Memorial Day storm. It began shortly before our friends Ken and Nyla and their two boys joined us for dinner, and it rained heavily all through our meal. Over just a couple of hours, we had 4 inches of pounding rain, hail the size of quarters, howling winds and crackling thunder, along with the fireworks of lightning that brightened the dark skies. We watched out our front window as a large pond formed in our lawn due to the rapidly rising waters.
Well, after the storm passed through, we walked out and assessed the damage up close. Esther had some fun with David in the pond, and then, like many curious neighbors, we drove around to examine the storm's damage. Especially interesting was the surging high waters on a normally shallow and gentle Donegal Creek.
Neighbors had come together, some bailing out water from their garages and basements. But today we awakened to a beautiful day, and already this morning I cleaned up numerous branches and storm debris in our yard. With the early sun accompanied by a significant, continuous, gentle breeze, the pond is already dried up, which will be a big disappointment the next time David comes over, expecting to play in our pond. Well, I must admit, I really like storms. Certainly not the damage, injuries, or deaths, but the awesome display of God's sovereign power. Psalm 148 is not necessarily one of the better-known psalms, and I doubt if very many of you would list it among your favorites. It begins with a Hebrew phrase that we also use in the English, Alleluia. We also use the word hallelujah in the English, which is translated praise the Lord. In fact, the word praise is found 12 times in this short psalm.
Well, consider the portion of our daily verse that says, that do his bidding. Although it seems the focus of Psalm 148 is to express the universal praise of which God is worthy, this little portion is a part of God's word, and it certainly merits our attention.
The King James Version translates this phrase, fulfilling his word. This phrase seems to grammatically associate with those words that immediately precede it. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds. Generally, these are conditions in which we find discomfort. But God's word says they do his bidding.
Remember this the next time you face a storm, whether it's literal or spiritual. God has authority over the storms that wreak havoc all about us. The peace of God prevails in our hearts when we recognize the storms ultimately do his bidding. Today, the immutable God is still at work controlling nature. In times past, he has ordained periods of drought to come and reminds mankind of who is really in charge. And certainly that could happen again. But last evening here in southern Pennsylvania, we had a demonstrable rain, although certainly not in the amount that Nashville, Tennessee, or more recently Guatemala has endured with the tropic floods.
Yet we are to praise God from whom all blessings flow, in the midst of plenty and in times of want, in times of flourishing rains and in times of drought. We acknowledge with Jeremiah that God is our absolute source of hope in the storms, both literal and figurative, this day and every day. And that verse we end with is from Jeremiah 14, verse 22, that states, therefore our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this.
Let's pray together. Jesus, you are the peace speaker who controls the winds and waves. All of your creation must submit to your bidding. Nothing escapes your attention, nor can anything exceed your power or authority. Help us to trust you during the times of calm and during the tidal waves of life. You are an ever-present, ever-powerful God who is ever worthy of all our praise. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today for our podcast. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, June 1st, 2010. Well, I got to get used to saying June now, and that will go by very quickly, of course. I've often thought the first 10 days of June, I think, go by faster than any other period in life. Well, we do have a number of photos up on our site today of the storm, both during the storm from our large picture window in our front lodge and our front room showing the pond, and then several afterwards when we got outside and were able to show some. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. That's where these photos are posted. If you're reading it on, if you go to the site on Tuesday, the 1st of June, you'll see these pictures. Otherwise, just read the email that you link to get to this podcast, or go back to the message dated June 1st, 2010. We also post some what we feel is related music today. Casting Crowns song titled Praise You in the Storm. A gospel number called Till the Storm Passes By, and several others as well. So may God give you strength and encouragement today as you recognize. And we pray before we read the podcast, and for our entire ministry message, we consider those that are going through hard storms right now. May you realize they ultimately do His bidding.